Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate will start debating President Biden's bloated $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill this week. Democrats have now backed down from an effort to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. Senate debate on the COVID-19 bill could begin as early as Wednesday. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's health department director is set to receive a $156,000 payout after his sudden resignation in January. His departure still has not been explained. Former Michigan State Health Department director Robert Gordon also signed a confidentiality agreement in the interest of protecting deliberations among government officials. Republican leaders are calling it a cash payoff to be quiet. Ted Goodman with the Michigan GOP said, Michigan taxpayers deserve to know the circumstances. Actor Will Smith is considering running for office at some point in the near future while appearing on a podcast release Monday night. I absolutely have an opinion. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has pledged millions of dollars of U.S. aid to Yemen to ease what is being called the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Project Hope reports the loss of life in Yemen will exceed cases of COVID-19, cholera, and malnutrition when compared to fatalities from the bloody war. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told us that commitment comes from Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
You heard Secretary Blinken pledge nearly $191 million in humanitarian assistance for the people of Yemen. We have worked with the region, and well beyond the region, in fact, to encourage the international community to raise its ambition, knowing that Yemen is now home to the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. The international community has a special responsibility to the long-suffering people of Yemen, and that's what we're committed to.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, it was close, but no cigar. NASCAR's Tyler Riddick finished second at Homestead Miami Speedway last weekend, but wanted more out of his number 8 Chevrolet.
It's a good night considering how the first two weekends have went, but I need to get this Cheddar Scratch Kitchen Chevy to victory lane, because if I would have gotten a lot of people in America free chicken tenders on Monday night. But, yeah, once I really saw how fast we were in clean air at the end there, and I saw how fast we were catching everybody, beyond frustrating, just two or three different decisions on a restart would have put me miles ahead and I would have been within reach. So yeah, second's great, but I saw how much faster I was than those guys there at the end, so naturally it's frustrating.
NASCAR is in Southern Nevada this weekend at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Sunday's Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube, starts at 3:30 p.m. on Fox. The NIT basketball tournament is moving this year. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
And with the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament being moved to a single location, another postseason tournament is following suit. The National Invitation Tournament announced Monday that it will hold its entire event in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when it begins later this month. The tournament will also downsize its field, shrinking to 16 teams from the usual 32. The semifinals and championship game have traditionally been held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. First held in 1938, the NIT has more recently become associated as the postseason tournament for teams that didn't make the NCAA field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was going to be easy, didn't you? No, of course you didn't. Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. A little programming change here. I just received an email that Matt Paluma, our next guest, had something come up, and he's unable to make the show. This is the best-selling author. We're going to talk about his new book, Dumb and Dumber, How Cuomo and de Blasio Ruined New York. You know, he breaks it down how the current governor and New York mayor have turned New York from a symbol of freedom to a city and state plagued by high taxes, big government, and excessive regulations. No wonder why so many people are heading now to my home state, you know, from New York down to Florida. And I say, okay, great, welcome, but you know, leave your politics at the gate if you don't mind. I mean, you know, we have a red state there. We've followed some red principles, and you know, the rest of the blue state governors are a little upset with Ron DeSantis because he's done so well in managing this COVID pandemic without, you know, draconian lockdowns that have just crippled so many people and their jobs and all the associated matters that go along with it, as we discussed in the first hour with Dr. Michael Busler. You know, this is a tough thing. And as a friend of mine told me in New York that there was like over 10,000 empty apartments. 10,000, can you imagine? And, of course, they're making deals like crazy, you know, first month, 2 months are free, you know, moving into New York or, you know, finding another apartment, that sort of thing that's going on. So they're trying to do whatever they can, you know, to bounce back. But it's really difficult when you have, you know, the lockdowns and the closures of restaurants particularly. And, you know, what they have done, and there was already problems in New York with, you know, some of their commerce, especially people coming into and visiting New York. I mean, for us, for the holidays, this was like one of the things I looked forward to every year was going to New York, especially for Christmas. To me, I've always maintained that Christmas in New York City, they're just it's just one of those incredible wonders. I don't know, maybe being raised on, you know, Miracle on 32nd Street or whatever, or just all the other movies that we saw of New York. I don't know. I don't quite, but there's just, it's magical going to New York. And that's even going there and, you know, being, you know, a West Coast boy from California and even dealing with some of the orneriness and aggressiveness of people in New York. I love the city and I love the people, even their orneriness. I mean, one of the stories I tell about was the first time I went and got coffee. You know, we go into this place and people are lined up, and I mean, it was like a scene from Saturday Night Live, you know. So, what do you want? What do you want? You know, and, yeah, you know, the guy just he was taking orders in a very gruff sort of way. I mean, there wasn't any charm. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. And so it gets to be my turn, and you know, okay, what do you want? And I just want a cup of coffee to go. Give me a, you know, large cup of coffee to go. He goes, is that regular? And again, you know, being from West Coast, regular, I'm thinking, you know, leaded or unleaded, you know, decaf or just regular coffee. No, regular in New York, as you find out, and of course New Yorkers understand it, go, oh gosh, that's cream and sugar. And so he was heavy with the sugar and everything. I mean, next thing you know, I'm just like, I got almost this coffee, sugarized drink, you know, but what was I going to do? Like, I was going to complain about it? No, I was going to just, you know, suck it up, as the Hawaiians say, and, you know, have at it. But that was my first introduction to, you know, treatment in some of these areas. And you think, wow, you know, a little bit of charm would go a long way here. And I got to imagine it would improve your business. But, you know, then later on, as I appreciated more of the city life, that's what happens. It's just the normal salutation and attitude that goes on. And you're thinking, wow. In fact, I even had the nerve at one point to ask, you know, one of the owners, I go, why, you know, you can't smile? I mean, is there a reason why you can't smile? And, of course, they thought I was an idiot and was happy to see me get out of there as quickly as possible. And he didn't have to chase me out with a broom or anything like that. But he just, you know, went, you know, obviously you're not from New York. Get the heck out of here and I'll take your money because, you know, that's what I need. I need your money, but I don't need, you know, your heartless charm, so to speak. But anyway, so, you know, but for many years, I still loved the city. I loved the energy. I loved the theater. You know, I'd be there in New York for a week and catch, you know, 7-8 plays, you know, matinees, anytime. You know, if I wasn't in the theater, I was on my way to the theater to see what's going on. But unfortunately, the last couple of years, especially after Hamilton came on the scene, the theater became very politically, you know, choked off. I mean, it was just like, wait a minute, I'm here for entertainment. I'm not here for, you know, your idea of politics and what you think is all about. That's not here. I mean, I paid, you know, now tickets. You know, you're paying a couple $100 for a ticket and, you know, you want to be entertained. You don't want to be, you know, politically indoctrinated, and especially from somebody that you, you know, don't necessarily agree with. And mostly there, on Broadway, you know, unless you're a flaming liberal, you're not going to agree with much that they have to say. And this critical attitude, kind of interesting because, you know, there were some comments here recently that Dr. Fauci took exception about another political leader, you know, calling him into account. And he was, in a sense, saying, you know, that's not good, you know, calling me into account. It does damage. It brings questions to mind. And I had to laugh. I go, whoa. I mean, the double standard of all this. I mean, you're sensitive about your position and the things that you're communicating with people, but you didn't seem to be that way when you were talking about Donald Trump or anything that had to do with a conservative perspective. You know, so I thought, okay, well, you know, the good news is you kind of get it. You kind of understand that we have to be responsible for the language that's out there and what we're trying to achieve. You know, are we trying to achieve something that is for the good of all concerned? And when we do that, it has no political interest. You know, that's aside. You know, what's most important is, okay, how do we get people back to work? How do we, you know, start educating our children again and where teachers can go back to the classroom and feel good that they're safe and they're, you know, not going to be affected by a pandemic, and, you know, that the classroom now somehow has turned into some sort of virological combat zone for them. You know, you understand and you have compassion, you know, for that. But, you know, we're not focused on that. You know, we're focused on all this, you know, political nutsy crazy stuff that drags us down. And so Dr. Fauci gets that part. And I say, hey, good for you. But, you know, this needs to transcend, you know, the entirety of our culture to where we realize, hey, look, we're in this banana boat together. You know, right now at this time and space, we're in this thing together and we're dealing with this pandemic. And not our fault, but, you know, here it is. It's how we responsibly react to it and what we learn from this. And I think there's a lot to be learned here. But if we are going to try to learn by way of a political filter and political reasoning, it's not going to serve us well. You know, I mean, every once in a while you will hear statements of, hey, look at, you know, more love, no fear. Okay, you're kind of getting there. You're kind of getting the idea that we need to be compassionate towards one another and think in those terms, because there's just something about politics. Politics is more about fear than it is love. Have you noticed that? I don't see a lot of love happening in politics. This is why I said after the election, you know, did you pause for just a moment and say, hey, how has politics served you? Are you all the better because of the political environment, or are you worse off? And I think most people agree that, you know, politics, not very good. Not very good to us. Nancy Pelosi, some of the elites, okay, been okay for them. They've made a lot of money at our expense. But for everyday Americans, not very good when we're at each other's throats. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is sponsored by IBM. Industry leaders IBM and Delta Airlines have announced a multi-year agreement under which IBM will help Delta respond to changing economic conditions by providing technology and industry expertise. IBM will transform Delta's computing environment to run on a hybrid cloud architecture. For Delta's customers, the digital transformation to the cloud will ensure an enhanced travel experience in the future. Greg Land, IBM global industry leader, elaborates.
Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the world's airlines are experiencing numerous challenges, including plummeting demand. IBM and Delta have a history of collaboration that have led to innovations for Delta and the airline industry. IBM's team of experts are working closely with Delta to create a new operating model that will transform and modernize their digital environment, which in turn will improve the digital passenger experience and overall customer satisfaction.
This agreement demonstrates how IBM is prepared to help clients like Delta reap the benefits of application modernization and hybrid cloud technology. Visit ibm.com/travel.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Three most powerful words, I'll tell you, in the Constitution. And let me tell you, if you missed out on that interview I had last week with the attorney from Arizona, you want to go to our site at BillMartinezShow.com and download the interview with Dan Schultz. Well, I'll tell you, you talk about we the people and the empowerment of said three words. This is something that's going to have, some political forces shaking in their boots, because even more so than what, the Tea Party movement did many years ago and how the citizens reacted. There was a smarter way in which to do this, as opposed to starting up a party, the Tea Party Patriots. It was, kind of a good observation, wrong conclusion. And, it got a lot of people activated. But what happened was, if you recall, the Obama regime, they found a way to, hit them at the kneecaps and cut their feet out from underneath them. And, the Tea Party was, boy, they were making quite the roar. They were having an effect on, elections, holding the government accountable, having a disciplined budget. Well, the elites don't like that kind of deal, no siree. So Barack Obama kind of wink-winked at Lois Lerner, if you'll recall, and said, those tax exemptions that they want, I don't think we want to give that to them, so to speak. And so she blatantly went ahead and did this. And, of course, then she goes into retirement when all this became a bit of a scandal and a scandal-free Barack Obama administration, as you'll recall. And so she runs off in hiding, takes her golden parachute at the expense of the people after, doing a number to the people. And I maintain, in my humble opinion, I've not done a deep dive and exact research on it, but one day I know that the people who are very gifted to do so will do that and discover that that move alone probably had an effect on at least, 6 to 8 voting cycles. Because, as you recall, the Tea Party just kind of went away. They just weren't the force that they were during the height when they got negated and invalidated. Again, this is this culture that we deal with, this cancel culture. And this was the early portents and the early manifestations of the cancel culture. And it was done at the hands of the U.S. government and Lois Lerner and the IRS. And so, rather disgustingly, and so this is, this is what happened. And so with Dan Schultz, what he was saying, this attorney out of Arizona said, look, this is stuff I learned in seventh grade, and I just started putting this together. And that he was taking care of and taking over the local precincts as a precinct committeeman. Now, every area has a different title for it, but if you listen to the interview and you do some research on it, you can see how achievable this is and how we can make a greater impact in the Republican Party. Because, it's expensive. You think about it. Who's going to start another party? And even if you peel off a section of the Republican Party, you're going to render it inert because you just don't have enough force behind it. But what the Republican Party needs is reform. There's no doubt. The Democratic Party needs reform as well. And they'll realize and they'll get down the road. Right now they happen to be in power, and so they're kind of fooling themselves. But it's like that old saying I keep saying that, you can pay me now or pay me later. The proposition is that when you pay later, it's much more complicated, much more expensive. And I believe that's the future of the Democratic Party, is that they're going to have to reconcile their offense to their followers and to their party. And they're going to have to, get this under control. And it's going to be at a cost. I really thought that what was going to happen, because of the 2020 election, that was going to be their moment in time to get it reconciled. But, little did we know that they were going to do what they did. And, what happened was going to happen. Of course, I'm being politically careful here because we can't talk about the election. We can't talk about people having questions. Although it's quite interesting, of all people, Mike Lindell, bless his heart, gosh, I'll tell you, I love it that he's out there. This guy is like the lone warrior out there asking the question. And, of course, the voting machine people, they're all upset, and they filed like a $1.6 billion lawsuit against him. Well, happy trails. Okay, well, good. Because in a sense, this is what is needed, is we need to bring this to a court of law. We try to bring it to the Supreme Court, and, they said, wait, we don't want that, three steps back, Mother May, I don't want to get involved with that. The fact that you are on the Supreme Court to handle issues like this And to recuse yourself or back away from it is rather disgusting and disappointing. And I agree with Judge Thomas on that assessment that they have failed the American people, because we need to understand, you know, at the end of the day, that we do have free and fair elections. And meanwhile, it's kind of happening in the background. Okay, people are still doing this. Mike Lindell's up there a little bit more in the foreground because he's done some videos. Of course, those anything that was on social media, because it doesn't agree with the self-assigned assessment of the big tech power brokers, you know, he gets canceled, so he's not allowed to tell his story. But nonetheless, you know, we find a way to discover the truth and to keep asking questions, because the era of of the dissipation of critical questions is not quite as dead as the Democrats would want you to believe, because they want us to be dumbed down and to forget about those critical questions. Oh, there's nothing happening here. You know, there's nothing to worry about. You know, Joe Biden won fair and square, 80-some million votes. I mean, why can't you believe that? I mean, it was a very powerful campaign that he operated out of his bunker, where, you know, he had a hard time putting some sentences together. And now it's at a point when you see him, I mean, you know, Dr. Jill has to be alongside of him and help him complete sentences and thoughts. I mean, it's scary as to what's going on. And then the Democrats themselves are saying, hey, look, we don't want this guy to have the codes, you know. It was bad enough that Donald Trump had the codes, but this guy, you know, like, you sure you want him to have the codes? I mean, he might go, hey, look at, what are these numbers here for? Let me, you know, whatever, I don't know. But all this is coming, that his own people are saying, maybe we better, you know, have a backup plan here. That we should not just singularly entrust Joe Biden with the launch codes. I mean, this is out there, ladies and gentlemen, but we're to believe that everything's fine. There's nothing to worry about here. It's all under control. Well, you know, this is what we're dealing with right now, and we need to be aware. So anyway, getting back to what I was sharing with you earlier about Dan Schultz, check out the interview. This will be quite enlightening. And even for people, look at, you know, for those of you who are involved in Tea Party, God bless you. I mean, wow, you've been an inspiration. But, you know, I think we're at a time where we know more and we can be smarter about it and we can achieve our goals. And we need to do it within the context, in much the same way that Martin Luther King Jr. did. He wasn't talking about blowing anything up. He was talking about reform. And this is what is needed right now, is that there is a need for reform. And in this particular case, I think in both parties, but right now, the party that is in the crosshairs most definitely is the Republican Party. And whoever can get through that reform sooner will be the one that will be more successful. That's the exciting thing, because, and when I say successful, I'm talking about successful on behalf of the American people. That, you know, you imagine, can we have a government that really works for the people, that actually reflects the U.S. Constitution, that really puts all these institutions of higher learning into question? How dare you? How dare you misrepresent our Constitution? How dare you misrepresent the symbols of our society, the symbols of our proud heritage? How dare you do that? And start, you know, putting them on notice that they can no longer, for the sake of political correctness, you know, get away with this kind of insanity. Because it all goes back to what I was saying earlier. I mean, Dr. Fauci himself is saying, hey, wait, you need to be careful. You know, you're affecting, the narrative here. You are putting some, you know, bad language into the political bloodstream. Exactly. That is what's going on. This is what has been happening with the cancel culture and this political correct mindset for the sake of politics, not for the good of all concerned. And this is what our U.S. Constitution is all about. It is about fairness. I mean, are we working through some of those things? Yes. Do I have faith that we can? Yes. But we can't do it within the political context. You can be sure of that. We've got more coming up. Thank you for sharing a part of your day. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Look at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database.
Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate will start debating President Biden's bloated $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill this week. Democrats have now backed down from an effort to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. Senate debate on the COVID-19 bill could begin as early as Wednesday. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's health department director is set to receive a $156,000 payout after his sudden resignation in January. His departure still has not been explained. Former Michigan State Health Department Director Robert Gordon also signed a confidentiality agreement in the interest of protecting deliberations among government officials. Republican leaders are calling it a cash payoff to be quiet. Ted Goodman with the Michigan GOP said Michigan taxpayers deserve to know the circumstances. Actor Will Smith is considering running for office at some point in the near future while appearing on a podcast release Monday night. I absolutely have an opinion. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And our good friend Jamie Gwynn is going to be joining us in just a moment. Yes, the celebrity chef herself, because we're going to be talking about March. You know, March is the National Frozen Food Month. It's also National Jaeger Month, because that's her son. His one-year-old birthday. It's also National Bill Martinez Birthday Month, too. So we've got all kinds of special things happening in March, right, Jamie?
There's so much to celebrate, Bill. I said, I have a cookbook by that name. Gosh, you brought back a memory of that from a lot of years ago. So much to celebrate. I hope that you're healthy and well. You know, I love being on your show, so thank you for having me. And yes, we are celebrating Jagger's first birthday. I think I'm going to put out this great big snack board, which I can't wait to tell you about. But there is a lot to celebrate in March.
Well, without a doubt, and if you want to know where you can find the hottest foods, Jamie knows where they're at, and you might check out the frozen food aisle. How's that for an obvious hint, huh, Jamie?
That was perfect, actually. But, you know, it's funny, and it sounds cute to say it, but it's true. Frozen foods are hotter than ever. The pandemic had all of us stocking up, right? And so we filled our freezers for safety's sake, and I think so many of us, myself included, had this wonderful epiphany that frozen food has come a long way. And you discovered the newest product, the innovation, everything that the frozen food aisle has to offer. In fact, you'll love this, Bill. Frozen food sales are rising fast. 22% rise in 2020 alone. And while the pizza and the mac and cheese drive sales, it's really amazing to consider all of the innovation. So whether you have a specific diet focus or a lifestyle choice, it's vegan, it's plant-based, you know, so many different choices. I happen to love to eat Asian food. The ethnic choices in the frozen food aisle are better than ever. And March is Frozen Food Month, as you alluded to. So it really is the perfect time to try something new or stock up again. And there's a lot of special deals, of course, that your local grocer are coming up to.
Jamie, what is it? Is it technology? Just more focus, with chefs and these food creators that are driving this category? What's going on?
It's a great question. I really believe that consumers drive so much of what we see in the market, and I really appreciate that. But I think, yes, you're right. It's all of those things. I think it is the fact that we've raised the bar from a culinary standpoint in the U.S., and we continue to. I think it's all of the different choices. Even if you're gluten-free or organic, the frozen food section has a lot to offer. And according to the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association, these manufacturers are innovating at a faster pace than ever to align with today's consumer habits. And you can find flavors and tastes from around the world, as I mentioned. But it is the technology, too, that you mentioned with regard to the quality of frozen food coming such a long way, right? There's flash freezing technology that's better than ever. So for years, I have talked about what is called IQF, or individually quick frozen. It's why the berries that you buy frozen in the bag flow freely, right? They don't stick all together because they've been frozen individually, a lot of which, by the way, is done in the field. So you want to talk about peak of freshness. It also extends the shelf life, which is amazing. You get less waste. I mean, there are lots of benefits to it. So when you look at it, frozen food could be the best value at the market, but it's oftentimes the best option. And then there's this convenience of everything in the frozen food aisle makes cooking easier today. Use your air fryer, by the way. You get crispy goodness for all your favorite frozen foods.
But great idea.
You don't have to prep stuff anymore. Yeah, you don't have to peel or chop stuff because the frozen food aisle offers it already prepped and chopped and prepared for you, even if you're looking for ingredients. Mm-hmm. And I find, I'll say, that if you can save time in the kitchen, we all have a little kitchen fatigue right now. Go to the frozen food aisle. It'll help you.
Yes, exactly. Well, we're talking with Jamie Gwynn, celebrity chef. She's featured on Food Network, MasterChef, The Talk, Martha Stewart, Emerald Live, and many, many more. You see her all over the place. And here she is with us on the show talking about Frozen Food Month. Jamie, when you and I were growing up, frozen food aisle, avoided it. It was kind of one of those things that, our parents, stayed away from. I didn't have a lot of frozen food when I was growing up. Of course, when you have a Mexican mother, everything is fresh, hot tortillas, rice and beans. It's, it's real special. But nonetheless, the thing is that frozen food has come a long way, as you said. But most importantly, the reason people keep going to it is because it's good. It really tastes good, doesn't it?
It's true. And you can do a lot with it. I developed some new recipes using my favorites from the frozen food aisle for the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association. And I have to tell you, really proud of them. They're posted, by the way, at easyhomemeals.com. And you'll find a lot more inspiration there, too. But we're a nation of grazers, right, Bill?
Yes,
I don't know about
right.
you. I mean, I'd rather taste 17 different things than sit down to a plate of anything.
Right, exactly. Well, that's my favorite time. When I go to a restaurant, I want the chef to give me a little bit of everything. I love it when they do that.
Yes. So I do that at home now. So whether it's movie night or game night, I put out a snack board. And it has my favorite crispy shrimp from the frozen food section. And it has taquitos. And it has meatballs. And I make a few dipping sauces. And sometimes it's really protein rich. And sometimes it's a little bit indulgent. And by the way, don't feel so bad, because like I mentioned to you, I love my air fryer.
Yes,
there's something for everyone, right? I make a pancake breakfast sandwich in the morning, because why would you use bread when you can put pancakes on both sides of a
party
sandwich?
Yeah,
you can use a sausage patty or a vegan patty. I put a fried egg on it. I melt my favorite cheese. It could be grab and go. Or you could sit down and drizzle chipotle maple syrup. By the way, that's two ingredients. Super easy. Sweet, spicy, doesn't get any better. And you have this really nice, wonderful way to sit down with the family. I make waffle fry skillet nachos. Piled chicken.
Wow, really? Okay.
Section, which, by the way, chicken in the frozen food section is juicier and more delicious than you could ever believe today. And then for dessert, I made a lemon pie mousse that was Southern inspired. It's
I'll leave it to you.
You will love it. But
this isn't fair. You are tempting me. This is my mouth is watering. I'm dripping all over the studio table. Doug, you know.
That's okay. That's why I'm here, right?
Yes, that's why you're here. You always do this to me. These are great ideas and great recipes. Now, I understand now consumers can enter for a chance to win $10,000 in prizes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've got some sweepstakes going on, which is wonderful, thanks to the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association. So at easyhomemeals.com, you want to enter to win $10,000 worth of prizes, which is really cool. And you'll find all of the convenient, ethnic, healthy, gluten-free, organic, everything you could wish for, inspiration, and a lot more to learn about as well at easyhomemeals.com. And I'll meet you in the frozen food section because I'll tell you very proudly, as a professional chef, I shop that aisle. And I do it, you know, for so many reasons, it's better than ever.
I'm coming over on Tuesday for Jaeger's birthday and the spread that's going to be coming out. Heck with the frozen food. Well, I'll meet you there, too, because I'm going to be on the West Coast anyway. Well, you know, we're finding out, Jamie, that frozen foods are considered a healthy and convenient addition to meal planning, as you laid it out. And we got about a minute left, so I'm going to let you wrap this up and, you know, take us out to the frozen food aisle, okay?
You got it. Okay, so I've got a secret indulgence, Bill, that I'm going to share with you, but you can't tell anybody.
Okay, so, nobody's listening. Go ahead. It's just between us. Okay.
Just between us. Okay. I don't know how long I'm allowed to say I'm a new mommy, but I'm still using it. So I'm a new mommy, and I'm up a lot of hours. I'm a very working girl. And so my secret indulgence from the frozen food aisle is very late at night. And I figure if you're standing up, there's less caloric impact. But I love a White Castle slider almost more than anyone.
No apologies from the Culinary Institute of America, Le Cordon Bleu graduate Jamie Gwynn, the chef herself, and my good friend. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate you being with us. Again, remind everybody as we go out the door here, heading to the frozen food aisle, where they can go for more information.
You got it. Thank you, Bill. I'm proud to call you my friend, and I love gracing your show. So thank you. EasyHomeMeals.com. EasyHomeMeals.com, and I'll see you at Chef Jamie Gwynn.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed to 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
This is sponsored by IBM. Racial injustice is one of the greatest challenges in our time. And to combat this, IBM, together with nonprofit The Linux Foundation, is sharing news about a vital initiative, Call for Code for Racial Justice. The three main focus areas of Call for Code for Racial Justice are police and judicial reform and accountability, diverse representation, and policy and legislation reform. Ruth Davis, IBM's director of Call for Code.
IBM is proud to be a champion for diversity and inclusion and to make code available for anyone to use to take on society's biggest issues through Call for Code. We are thrilled to work with the Linux Foundation to drive innovation and help apply IBM's technologies to one of the greatest challenges of our time, racial injustice.
IBM and the Linux Foundation are urging the global developer ecosystem and open source community to contribute to these solutions. For more information, visit developer.ibm.com/callforcode.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Rachel Alexander is with us, regular contributor to Town Hall, a recovering attorney, she says. I love that. A political columnist and the founder and editor of Intellectual Conservative. Rachel, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, such is the case of the cancel culture and any other institution that goes after people in a negative sort of way. Eventually, they end up setting up a kind of a circular firing squad. And so not big news here, but it's just a revelation that eventually it comes down to this, where the Democrats now, their cancel culture is sinking one of their own, right?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. This Neera Tanden, who's been very active in liberal politics for years now under the Obama administration, working with Hillary Clinton. And so now that you've got Biden nominating her for the head of OMB, she might not make it because of some tweets that she's made in the past, which were fairly innocuous tweets.
Right. Well, and this is what happens when the mob comes after you. In fact, we were just talking with someone else earlier that this is, you know, kind of the warrior weapon sort of choice that that takes place. And, you know, it's like it's on the shelf. It's easily and readily available. And so it's almost kind of a knee-jerk reaction, whether it happens to be somebody with an R before their name or afterwards or a D, right?
Right. I mean, the Democrats thought that it was mostly just going to hurt the Republicans because we're the ones who aren't politically correct and, you know, we're not, you know, subjecting ourselves to all these ridiculous speech standards. But the truth is they say some things, too, that, you know, can't even possibly pass their insane standards. And even though most of the Democrats in the Senate are giving her a free pass, there are some moderates who aren't, and they include one of their own, what's that, West Virginia Senator Manchin, Joe Manchin.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's the deal. You know, she has since apologized, but she attacked Susan Collins, you know, Joe Manchin, Mitt Romney, of course, was another one. You know, and it's coming back to haunt her. And, you know, maybe if we have enough situations like this where, you know, some of their fire is coming back upon them, maybe we might just, hopefully, arrive at some, you know, compromised area of civility where all this hyperbole can be set aside because, you know, everything that's been happening in our culture is the sum total of all this rhetoric and language and, you know, bad behavior that has taken place, you know, more particularly in the last year, Rachel. And, you know, it's amazing how the Democrats think that they're immune from any kind of responsibility. But I believe the American people are seeing it for what it is. It's hypocrisy, and they're not going to be immune.
Well, I'm hoping that the Democrats will turn around on this one and say, we've got to stop the cancel culture because it's happening to our own. But I don't see any signs that they're going to. They are so intent on taking down Republicans, and they've been able to take down so many of us. I mean, you know my own story of how they came after
yes.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they keep doing it, and it's they've knocked so many of us off of social media at this point. I have a lot of good friends who are no longer on social media. I noticed that it's there's a big emptiness, and, mm-hmm. and these other sites like Parler have not been able to step up and fill in the void because they're not technologically advanced enough. So,
well, they're not technologically advanced. I'd also say I'm not sure that Parler is all that independent either. You know, there are still some levers being pulled, and they don't have total freedom. I mean, all these media companies, I mean, they're beholden to somebody, and if not, then the culture will find a way to come after their advertisers, find some way to get them to conform. And you've got to be very independent, kind of like what we saw with Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't worry two whoops about some of these people and all their fussing and everything like that because he wasn't beholden to, you know, the string pullers that traditionally command the attention of the Beltway.
Right. I've been hearing negative things about all these alternatives out there, including Gab, which is another one that I'm on. And mm-hmm. so nobody's, like, ready to jump yet. And I notice a lot of my friends aren't, you know, making a big splash on any of these alternative sites because there's too many of them. Nobody knows which one's going to finally last. And frankly, it's horribly time consuming. I don't know how many of these platforms you're on, but mm-hmm. I mean, every time I go and you know, just want to post one thing on social media, it's a huge, it's a huge undertaking.
Right. And then worse yet, after you do all that, then they cancel you and say, you misquoted something that the WHO said, and we already have a position on that. The WHO is always right, according to Zuckerberg at Facebook. That is their policy. You cannot say anything. Even if you report the truth on the WHO, if they choose to deem it invalid or false news or fake news, then they'll cancel you and then put you on timeout for a while.
No, it's horrible. And, you know, what I think is really sad is a lot of us have invested a lot of time in Facebook. I mean, I've been on there ever since they allowed you to go on there, you know, everyone outside of a university, which was probably 2008. And so I have photos and videos going back for 13 years of my life. And,
yes.
And the fact that they can just kick you off, you know, for no reason, and you have no way of ever accessing all those memories again.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, one of the tweets about Tannen, of course, was regarding Supreme Court Justice, was then nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Of course, there was a lot of inflammatory language out there, false accusations, and of course, since now he's a justice. But you know, the damage has already been done, and she went after Senator Collins because she voted on the wrong side. And, you know, she said she's the worst, a fake defender of Roe v. Wade, and accused her of flat-out deception when she voted for Justice Kavanaugh.
Yeah, I mean, she's a typical leftist. This is not surprising. But, you know, when it comes down to it, she's not even saying, oh, let's go march on the Capitol. I mean, what she's saying is probably even less offensive than even what Trump said. And
yes.
he didn't say anything offensive at all, and they're trying to impeach him now. But
yeah.
Or, I mean, they did.
Yeah, right.
I mean, but the hypocrisy is insane. I mean, this woman said nothing. I've said worse stuff than she has on Twitter, but they just haven't come after me because they haven't noticed me yet. I don't have enough followers. But
right.
but I mean, I don't want to be in this position of defending her, because I certainly would vote for her nomination, because mm-hmm. I think she's too much of a far left liberal. But I'm not going to come after her for her tweet. I mean, right. They're just silly.
Well, and the thing is, again, we have to protect our First Amendment right. And our First Amendment right works for all. It cannot be, cut and decided based on a party affiliation or who is in power. And sadly, this is what's happening. And as such, it is compromising the full power of our First Amendment. We've got about 3 minutes left here, and I wanted to talk about your other story that you had put out.
Mark Brnovich?
Yes, Mark Brnovich. I'm sorry. Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, he's a personal friend of mine. He's the Arizona Attorney General, and he's about to argue in front of the Supreme Court on March 2nd on this important case, and nobody hardly has any idea about it, probably because he's not attracting all this negative attention from the left-wing media because he's not a bomb thrower. But basically, he's going to argue that states have the right to put in their own election laws and, laws such as, stopping the collection of ballot mm-hmm. harvesting, and laws saying that you can only vote in your own precinct. And these are the types of things that will stop the election fraud. And if he loses, it's all over. And I've been saying this, I've been saying this for months now. If we don't fix this election fraud, this is about the most important thing in our lifetime right now, because the Democrats will be able to be in all the higher offices indefinitely, forever, and we're never going to get anything important done.
Exactly. Well, and what the Attorney General, Arizona Attorney General, is doing, I mean, he's going after it, and this guy's seriously in the crosshairs, and you talk about the cancel culture coming after him, and of course, whether it's the media or anything else, they really want to talk about it, and the Supreme Court has done us no favors either. Speaking of Brett Kavanaugh, was kind of inferred by Justice Thomas that he may have folded his tent a bit here. And they were very shocked that he did not go along with them and that he sided with the liberal side of the court, not to hear this last case that had to do with elections. But there's still something, I think there's still another case pending that they will have another shot at the apple, so to speak, in the next month or so. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, I have heard another one is going to go through. So it's not over yet, but these justices are just sellouts, and I've written about them in previous articles why, they're part of the establishment and they don't want to go down with their reputation for the rest of their life as right. as the loser on the case defending Trump. They just don't want to do that. That's not what they want their legacy to be.
Yeah, that is amazing that they've already made that decision and they're missing in action at the expense of the American people that just want to know, did we have a free and fair election in 2020 or not? And we're looking to the Supreme Court to do their job. After all, we do pay them a lot of money to do that job, and to be missing in action is, I'll tell you, that's a crisis of a whole nother patina that we can talk about later. Rachel Alexander has been with us. Rachel, as always, appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Bob.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.